Some are motivated to serve because of guilt. Many people feel guilty for their overindulgent lifestyles, so to alleviate the guilt, they serve. She thinks, buying 7 Coach purses is fine as long as I donate my old ones to the homeless shelter downtown. Dropping some clothes in the donation bag numbs a person's self-awareness of his or her materialism. Sadly, many church leaders unintentionally use guilt as a quick and easy motivator to recruit volunteers into ministry. Serve 1 hour a week and you'll go home feeling awesome. Feeling empty? Well, just help once a month in the preschool area. You've lived for you all week. Just live this 1 hour for our students. Guilt-driven serving is the antithesis of Jesus-driven serving, because alleviating guilt is ultimately about the person serving rather than the person being served. The person who serves to remove the guilt surrounding his selfish lifestyle is really serving himself. Guilt-driven serving is also found when someone feels guilty for an action and wants to make it up to God through doing stuff for Him. Gospel motivation is sabotaged when we feel like we're doing God a favor when we serve. The gospel destroys guilt-laden service. The truth of the gospel is that we are not guilty, that all condemnation against us has permanently ceased in Christ. Others serve out of sheer force. When we were growing up, we didn't have to perform a certain number of community service hours in order to graduate. In many of today's schools, however, students are required to volunteer for class credit. In some churches, youth pastors require students to complete a specific number of serving hours, like a judge passing out community service sentences to those charged with a DUI. Have you ever called a customer service hotline just furious? Consider the poor guy who answers the phone. He has done nothing to you. He is not responsible for what was or was not in the box. He is simply operating under the policies that were set for him by someone higher up on the organizational food chain. You chew him out about how he ruined your kid's birthday party, and he's making around $8 an hour to listen to you scream at him. He says things like, "Well, that cable can be purchased at our online store," which makes you angrier because you already bought the product. He's getting destroyed by you, and yet he continues to calmly serve you, because it's his job. But what's he really thinking? Do you think he's wishing you a Merry Christmas? Do you think his motivation is empathy? Oh, this poor guy. I'm hearing your story about not being able to pitch the game onto your massive theater wall so your buddies can watch it. I'm tearing up. I'm misty-eyed. Do you think he is motivated by compassion? Do you think he feels guilty that you are not happy? No, he's being forced.